Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Any good garden starts from the ground up. The first step in planting, the first point of contact for seeds, and the first thing to receive water and fertilizer is soil. By understanding soil structure and health better, you can improve your garden's yield and overall happiness. The soil in the gardens, and even soil across the globe, all comes from thousands of years of soil genesis. All soil is different in its own ways, mostly due to the way it formed. Parent material is the substance that formed the layers of soil below our topsoil. Loess is a windblown sediment, while alluvium is runoff from ancient streams and rivers. How the soil was formed can impact how it acts in our day and age. Loess is a parent material most associated with arable cropland found around Kansas. Some of the soils in southeastern Kansas are formed from worn-down minerals like sandstone and limestone. Some are from river sediment. All of this to say that the way our soils act with drainage and nutrients is based on how they were formed. However, this mostly leads to subsoil levels that don't often get worked or exposed. The upper layers of soil, around the first few inches to a foot, are often broken up with organic matter, especially in the Kansas tallgrass prairie, where roots and dead material can be found. Many Kansas soils also have clay content, based on their formation, which leads to the immediately useful information of soil structure. Soil structure and the type of soil you have is dependent on three materials: sand, silt, and clay. They were listed this way because there's a kind of spectrum from sand to silt to clay. Sand is the largest particle size of the three. This means it leads to more drainage, less pooling water, and looser soil. It also has a lower fertility rate. Clay is quite the opposite. It forms clumps of very fine particles and is known for holding water, leading to dense soils, but has a higher fertility rate. The percentage of all three of these leads to different shapes and structures in the soil. For example, a yard with heavy clay content further below ground will not need constant water or irrigation, but may pool water in heavy rain due to rain pan. Severe layers of dense soil can form impermeable hard pans. The percentage of sand, silt, and clay also combine into a soil type. You may know your soil as a sandy clay loam, but that actually boils down to around 30% clay, 60% sand, and about 10% silt. Adjusting the ratio of these elements are what lead to a specific soil type. The most important advice to leave with this: do not add sand to clay and expect it to loosen tight soil. The mixture will resemble concrete, with the small clay particles interlocking the sand grains. The best way to break up clay soils is with organic matter. It's chunkier than sand, but will decompose and loosen up the soil structure. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.